I'm Sherilyn Dahl, and I'm here representing the primary care side of our conversation. I am a director of a federally qualified health center in Corvallis, Oregon. And so what I want to focus on today is what I'm calling readiness for collaboration. You know, we need to start moving from sort of explaining and defining our differences to and kind of all those reasons why public health and primary care are distinctly different and how we're all so very important, to really start building connections. And I'd like to use our experience in Benton County as sort of a local example of how we can really build connections. And in Corvallis, Oregon, we have a traditional public health department with all of the services that you would probably expect to see, the public health services, mental health, developmental disabilities, environmental health. And in 2004, this particular county decided that they had access barriers, applied and received funding for a federally qualified health center, and placed it within the infrastructure of Benton County. So what we're called is a public FQHC, and so we're within that government structure. And as we mentioned, we have four primary care clinics. We operate the family planning program. We have two school-based health centers, as well as recently been adding our dental services. And so what I want to talk about is our experience of kind of what not to do, if you will. But we started out by really valuing and wanting to create this integration. And we started out by thinking that if we just said it would become so. And we started sort of focusing people to work, or forcing them to work together, without really stepping back and setting the stage and creating the culture that would help make it happen. And I don't want to understress the importance of that, is really sort of understanding the culture, understanding each other's language, and really helping people to find their place. We realized how very important that was. So one of the first things we had to do is my counterpart, my colleague, Mitch Anderson, who's the director on the public health division side, and I, overseeing all of the FQHCs, really took some time to define our vision and our intent. What is it that we are asking our staff to do? And so from a leadership perspective, this was really important to us, and it was we really began to value more and more the importance of articulating what our vision is and finding ways for people to understand that. One of the first things we did is identify common values. If we talked about integration, we got straight backs and nervousness and, oh, what does this really mean? And people were afraid and frightened. But when we started talking about the values from all of the programs, there wasn't any disagreement anywhere. And that really helped. We took probably a year having everyone involved in this particular conversation. So I'm going to focus on a few of the things that we did that I think really made a difference. And please understand that in less than 10 minutes, I'm going to talk about work over a seven-year period. So if it feels fast, it's not because it's easy. The first thing we did was to help people find themselves. And so we needed to move from silos and every program operating independently within the same building. I mean, it went to some extremes where we had separate doors sometimes, certainly separate records. And so what we wanted to do was to get the staff to think about how they need to view themselves differently. And we developed this organizational chart that doesn't look linear at all. It's about the continuum of services from person-centered to population-based. And we placed all of our programs within that continuum. You'll notice leadership is at the bottom. Our goal was to focus on the organizational infrastructure and supporting the things that needed to happen so that the staff could really work on how do we make changes so we feel more integrated. And the management, the circles in the middle are the management teams. And one of the first things that we did is to tell our managers that you're no longer responsible for a program in and of itself and just looking at that particular program, but you're going to work within integrated teams. So the managers started working together. All of the mental health managers and the primary care managers and anybody who was doing direct service, they started to meet to help once again promote throughout the whole organization the sense of we're a continuum and everything that one of us does impacts somebody else. The second thing we focused on was sort of building the bridge, and the way we approach this is to really build off navigators, community navigators, community health workers, promotores, all of those. But really, we created a new management position, a new manager, and her sole responsibility was to develop a navigation team and look at all of the ways that navigators can touch and influence all the things they do, from outreach to helping people access services to enrollment in services, dealing with patient engagement, and then once again, because we started liking pictures, because that sometimes speaks better than words, we looked at navigators across the continuum, and you can see how navigators can influence all three environments that are important to us, within the clinical setting on the far left, within the neighborhood, and on the far right is the community setting, where they can influence more community actions and policy. And many of our navigators will operate in all of these environments. Some of them will specialize. We've got a couple clinical navigators who focus mainly on that. We've got a couple that are more community oriented. But for the most part, our navigators have been trained to be able to move through this continuum. As we started to build a deeper understanding of what connections meant, we, this last year, made a big leap, and we developed an integrated strategic plan. So although the health center had been doing strategic planning with their board of directors for a number of years, this piece of work was one step above that and looked at how do we, as an organization that once again touches all these programs, how do we develop a strategic plan that includes all the components. And so we built this on the foundation of the Community Health Assessment and Improvement Plan, grounded in public health. We used the one of the pillars, the access, the triple aim, or as we've in Oregon like to talk about, the quadruple aim, adding equity, access, quality, cost. This is very much grounded in the FQHC. And then we also looked at our services across the provision, protection, promotion, and platform, which is kind of our infrastructure. And so we developed a grid-like strategic plan where, once again, everyone can find their place based on what area they're working in. And then we looked at some common areas to link, and that maternal child health, WIC, DD, tobacco prevention, CD, those are all areas that within our strategic plan are integration strategies. On the clinical side, in primary care, we've been focused on developing our patient-centered primary care home for a number of years. I've been working on that, and for all of you who are familiar with that, care teams is the heart of doing PCPCH. And our care teams will look like the traditional care teams, the provider, the MA, the RN, the PharmD. But what we've also illustrated here is how we take the different programs and some of those staff there will become part of that team model when they're dealing with common clients. So MCH nurses, navigators, once again, you'll see them. Mental health, a behaviorist, we have a psych RN. Psychiatrists are available for consults. And so they become part of that care team when they're working with particular patients in the primary care setting. I'm not going to talk about this very long because the electronic infrastructure, although it's incredibly important, is probably the least developed and may be one of the most difficult areas to tackle. We have created access between our primary care. We're on Ochen or Epic in primary care. The CD nurses are able to access our EHR and document the mental health nurses. But then you can see there's a long list of public health state electronic systems that require reporting. There's only one interface so far, alert around immunizations, and lab reporting, sorry. And then we're starting to talk about how can we create interfaces in some of those other areas. So we're here at an STI conference, so I'll use this as sort of a model of how we've approached in Benton County, how we work together. So we have, once again, people find themselves. We've always had outreach, HIV outreach and hepatitis prevention, and we continue to have that program. But now that outreach worker is also thinking about when they're with that particular, the folks that they're talking to, are you connected to primary care? Because now we can start to help promote those connections. All of our staff, because we've been talking about integration, we're all this in together for so long, are now aware of each other in our programs. And so no matter which service area they may be working in, they're thinking about how can we connect. So for our primary care, in patients on the primary care side who are enrolled with a primary care provider, those providers are expected to deal with STDs within the context of their primary care service delivery. But they know that they can consult at any time with public health if they need help with anything or some follow-up. And then we also have maintained the standalone STI clinic. Tried doing away with it, didn't work very well. Primary care is set up for continuity, so just didn't know how to handle those quick visits. So what we've done is to create the STI clinic, and it's alongside primary care operations. So the CD nurses will see all of the patients that are not enrolled patients at the health center. They will do intervention under nursing protocol. And then we've built in some time into one of our providers' schedule during that particular time so they can jump in and do consults for the STI nurses if they need to during that time. And then follow-up is always done by the CD nurses. This is just a list of other integration efforts that we're working on, and I'm running out of time, so I won't talk about that too much. But I want to talk about, you know, FQHCs are grounded in need. We're very focused on disparities. We're all about community. But at the end of the day, we're really focused on care delivery and providing primary care. And the tension that FQHCs face in addressing community needs and being productive and generating revenue is real. And so FQHCs are prime partners for you because we get the importance of community. We know we want to be there, but we may not always have the resources to do it. And that becomes a great area of partnership between public health and primary care. Quick benefits of integration, economies of scale and staffing. From the business perspective, we didn't have to hire some of the people that we needed to hire because we created linkages into the public health world. We added prevention expertise in primary care setting, and we added clinical expertise within public health. And most importantly, we were able to develop a comprehensive focus on health for our patients from being in the clinic to going out into their community. Some of the lessons learned, I can't understress enough the importance of focusing on culture. Too often we want to jump into what can we do, but setting that stage and really helping support that work is really, really important. Pick small successes, go to the teams or the places where there seems to be readiness, and let them start building the momentum because they're so excited about what they've been able to do, and commit to the long journey. Tell and retell the story. And I'll leave with my points to ponder. Oregon is way down the road in healthcare transformation, although we had a miserable failure in our website, as everybody knows. But we are really doing great at a Medicaid expansion and our intent to transform healthcare. And so we have been working very hard in identifying how public health fits into that kind of a setting. We really focus on assigning. We're talking now about how can we assign targeted populations who will benefit from an integrated care delivery. What would that look like? Big challenges of categorical funding and in a really changing care delivery system and reimbursement environment, and we really need to figure out how what we're going to do about that, and then add to that the need to create and fund interface connections so that public health and primary care can share data a little bit more easily than it is today. So with that, I guess we'll have questions later. Thanks.